You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
All right, we're going to be chatting to Gum Country. On the other side of this, it's their track, Tennis, I Feel Okay. That was Gum Country with the fantastic track Tennis, I Feel Okay, which is from Gum Country's debut album Somewhere that just came out on Friday. And we have got Courtney, Garvin and Connor Mayer, aka Gum Country, on the line all the way from LA. Morena, how are you guys?
Hey, we're okay. How's it going?
Good. It's so great to be able to chat to you about this awesome new record and an awesome new project as well. It's kind of a brand new band.
Yeah, totally.
How did this come about?
I guess like maybe 3 or 4 years ago, we started kind of writing songs, but then we moved to LA and that kind of like interrupted things a little bit. Whenever you move, it's always like,
yeah,
you kind of got to set up your life again. But we started playing shows in LA maybe about a year and a half ago. So yeah, we recorded this album just kind of like here and there in 2019. So it's kind of been like a sort of back burner project for a number of years now. But yeah, it feels really good to finally have something out there and be able to show it to people.
A lot of the songs are pretty old, so it's nice to get them kind of put down and done with.
Yeah.
It's kind of a good feeling. You can sort of exercise it in a way. Although the weird thing is you can't go out and play gigs at the moment, which must be kind of strange, putting out a record and then not being able to immediately go and play it for people. How's that feeling for you guys?
Yeah, I mean, like, with everything we just said, I feel like there could not have been a weirder day to put out an album in all of time. So, yeah, it's like, I don't even know what to make of it. It's kind of, yeah, I don't know. I think that, like, in a weird way, things kind of just tend to work out the way they're meant to, sort of. So we'll see. I mean, yeah, we're not, like, too... like bummed about it, but yeah, it is kind of crazy to not have, like, I'm used to, like, you put on an album and then you're on, like, you're in high gear, you know?
An album release show and
although yesterday we did go to our jam space for the first time in like 3 months and just, like, rocked a little bit, and it was super fun.
Yeah, that must have been a good feeling, a really good feeling.
It was, yeah, totally. It was, like, surprising, sort of.
And Courtney, I see you had the old COVID. Was that a horrible thing? Were you all good?
Yeah, we both had it. It's, like, crazy. Like, I mean, I'm still recovering from it. It's been over 3 months, which is crazy.
Wow.
Yeah, Connor had it, like, a little bit less intensely, so he's been feeling pretty good for a while. But it lasts a long time, so... yeah, it's nasty.
It is not to be messed with at all, no.
Yeah, but I'm, like, so much better.
That's
like, I'm,
good.
Like, 90%, so, yeah.
Yeah, oh, that's really good to hear. And it is also good to be able to hear this music. I was really interested to see that when you released the album on Friday, you put all of your digital Bandcamp sales to the ACLU to help end police brutality and fight for racial justice. What is the ACLU?
That's the American Civil Liberties Union. Yeah, the reason I picked them actually is because I work at an animation studio. That's kind of like my day job. Ooh. And they were matching all employee donations right now to them. Yeah, so I was like, this is sweet, because then whatever I can put towards it will get doubled by them. So that's why I picked them, but yeah.
No, it sounds like a really good way to tackle it. And yeah, it is a very strange time watching what's happening in America. We feel sort of like weirdly, not isolated from it, but you know, our COVID situation is very different here. And of course we've got solidarity movements happening for what is going on with the Black Lives Matter movements over there. But how does it feel for you guys sort of being right in the heart of what's going on? What's it like?
I mean, it's pretty intense. Like, we live actually in Hollywood, like a 10-minute walk away from the theater where they have the Oscars and stuff. And so a lot of the protests that were happening in LA were just a few blocks from us, with, like, you know, 20,000 people there. But, you know, I mean, it's pretty intense. But I think overall, it's, you know, it's really great to see this kind of expression of dissatisfaction. And you know, I hope that there's some lasting changes that come out of this. It seems like there will be.
Absolutely.
Yeah. As soon as there was one day where there were like 20,000 people on Hollywood Boulevard, which is like 2 blocks from where we live, and we didn't walk down there because we're still like in isolation because we're a little bit sick. But I saw like people were posting the drone footage of all those people, and it was like a totally peaceful protest, and it was like extremely moving, and something about that just kind of made me feel like a little bit optimistic about the future. So we'll see.
I think it is amazing to see some of those big name activists who've been working at, you know, racial equality for years and years, like Angela Davis, saying that even for her this feels like a big sea change moment, you know, and she's seen it all so far, so that gives me hope as well, I think, in many ways. And yeah, fingers crossed we can actually see some massive change after this. Getting back to your awesome album as well, I just wanted to touch base on kind of what were some of the themes you were thinking about when you were writing this. Courtney, you do the writing, is that correct?
I mean, like, I don't know. I feel like there's two types of people. There's people who, like, listen to music more, and then people who listen to, like, lyrics more. Mm-hmm. And similarly with writing. And I'm, like, definitely a music person. So, like, words and lyrics are definitely, the area where I feel like the least sort of comfortable. Mm-hmm. So I mean, like, a lot of the songs I was really trying to challenge myself though, and like actually start songs with that element of it instead of just writing, you know, an instrumental and then like throwing whatever mumbo jumbo on top. But yeah, I mean, I guess like just sort of stuff that's going on in my life, but in a really sort of like internal way, mm-hmm. seems to be kind of what's going on. And like, I didn't really like intend for that, but like now that the album's done and I can see it as like a single thing and I'm looking at it, I'm like, oh, okay, these are all just kind of like me sort of like daydreaming and like really in my head.
That's quite nice when you can sort of look back on a project and go, oh, that's sort of what I was thinking about. That's where it was coming
totally.
From.
Yes, yeah.
Especially one that was written over so many years. It's nice that there's sort of a cohesive theme that emerges from it,
even if
a lot of change happened.
Yeah, totally.
Well, we're going to play Somewhere now, which is another one of the great tracks on this record. What can you tell us about this track before we hit it?
Oh, right on. I love that one. I think that's maybe my favorite. That's why I put it first. But yeah, I mean, I don't know. That song, I feel like that's a pretty sincere one. I was actually like taking a poetry class, which was really funny and random at the time. And so I sort of like adapted those lyrics from like a poem that I was working on, so they feel like a little bit more kind of like serious to me. I don't know. I don't think I have a future in poetry, but yeah.
well, we're pleased to hear that the music is still certainly going strong then. Courtney and Connor, thank you so much for chatting to us this morning. And hopefully when all of this COVID stuff dies down a bit, we might get to see you in New Zealand at some point. That would be really lovely.
Yeah,
hell yeah. Yeah, totally.
We're going to hit Somewhere Now by Gum Country. Have a lovely day, guys.
Yeah.
Thank you. We'll be right back.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.